in the oats bin and tied him up and gagged him. And when Mr. Whitaker came by, he looked around and saw Dale. Dale, where's the rider of this horse over here? Oh, I don't know. I'm afraid he's not going to show up for a while. Mr. Whitaker smiled. That's too bad, isn't it? Yeah, it's too bad, boss. You know, but you know, accidents happen like that. Yes, I understand. I understand how accidents happen like that. He says, well, Dale, he says, I'll be out in the grandstand, he said, and I'll be coming down to receive the trophy and, of course, the $500. He said, there's a bonus for you too, Dale. Thanks, boss. He said, it's in the bag. But I hope so. Mr. Whitaker start leaving. When Skeeter start coming up the hill, Mr. Whitaker looked at Skeeter. He says, hello there, boy. Are you talking to me, sir? He says, yes. He said, my name isn't Boy. He said, it's Skeeter Hoyt. He said, oh, I'm sorry. He says, how are you, Skeeter? He said, just fine. How are you? He said, oh, I'm just fine. He said, I suppose you're going up to talk to your friend? He says, yes, I'm supposed to sit with the horse. He said, and I have to go now. Excuse me. And he scampered on up the hill. Skeeter came in bouncing like he always did. Yoo-hoo, Jackie, where is you? Jackie? Yoo-hoo. There was no answer. Finally, from behind the manger, Dale peeked over. He says, who are you looking for, kid? He said, my name isn't Kid. He said, everybody calls me Boy, calls me Kid. He said, I'm no goat, meh. He says, all right, Skeeter, or Mosquito, or whatever your name is. He said, it's Skeeter. He says, all right, Skeeter. He says, what are you yelling for? He says, you scare the horses. He said, I'm looking for my friend Jackie. Where is he? He says, how should I know? He said, well, he's supposed to be sitting with the horse. He said, well, that's his problem. He said, where'd he go? He doesn't tell me everything. How do I know? He says, okay, Dale. Skeeter looked around. He couldn't find Jackie anywhere. The time was getting very near. Skeeter ran all the way back down to the camp and saw Mr. Miller. He said, Mr. Miller, he said, Jackie isn't up there. Oh, he said, he sure is. He said, he's supposed to be there until Tom got there or you got there. He said, no, he's gone. He says, that's strange. Nancy rushed up to her mother. She says, oh, mother, mother, you think something terrible has happened to Jackie? No, no, no. Tom walked in. He says, what's going on? He said, Tom, Jackie isn't around. He says, oh, come on. He said, he wouldn't run off and leave the horse. He said, he did. Mrs. Miller looked at Tom and says, Tom, you know, the boy has never done this before. Do you think he could have been frightened and just ran off until after the race? No, Jackie wouldn't run off and not afraid to race. I said, but it has happened, you know. Well, sure, it could happen, but I don't think Jackie would do that. He said, of course Jackie wouldn't do that. He's no coward. Jackie is the bravest boy in the whole world. Nancy stood upright and smiled. Said, of course he is. Jackie would never run off from anything like that. Skeeter looked up. He said, well, then where is he? So I don't know. Tom says, I'll go have a look. So they scampered up the hill into the barn, looked around the stable, and there was Dale chewing on a straw, looking for something. Yes, Dale, he said, did you see Jackie around? No, not for quite a while. He said, what's the matter? Did the kid get chicken and run out? He said, he didn't get chicken or rooster or geese or anything else, and he didn't run out. Skeeter, it's no use talking. He's around. He said, if he is, he'll be back. Dale kind of smiled half sneeringly. He says, well, he better hurry. He says, they're going to be calling the horses up in a few minutes. He says, he'll be here. Don't worry about it. Mr. Miller came running up the hill. He says, did you find him? He said, it's only 15 minutes before they start calling. He said, he's around here. He says, Skeeter, he says, run downtown. See, he's, maybe he went down to get something. He says, I don't know. He says, everybody scatter out. He says, meet back in 10 minutes. Skeeter ran all the way downtown, and he asked in all the stores, Mr. Miller and Mrs. Miller, and all of them went over the whole rodeo grounds, up through the stands, everywhere. And finally, when they got back, no one saw hide nor hair of Jackie. All of a sudden, they heard, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll take your places for the most exciting event of the day, the horse race. Will the horses please come onto the field? There was a blare of a trumpet, and there was great excitement. People start running to the grandstands. Jackie and Skeeter and Tom, Mr. Miller ran up to the stables to see if Jackie might have been there. He wasn't. Most of the jockeys were putting on the saddle, getting their horses ready. Patches stood there alone, without anyone. He said, Tom, aren't you going to saddle up the horse? I said, well, I don't suppose there'll be much use. He said, but he could come in the last minute. Yes, I guess you're right, in case he should run in here. He said, let's get him ready. Mr. Miller helped with the saddle and the bridle and got the cinches good and tight. Tom rechecked everything. He says, this has to be perfect. He says, it will be. He said, but I'm afraid, Tom. He said, Jackie isn't going to run in this race. He says, I just wonder what happened to him. Will the horses now enter the field? Dale got a hold of his horse, Lightning, by the bridle and started to lead him out. He says, well, good luck. He says, I hope your rider shows up. And when he got outside, he mounted Lightning and started down towards the track. And one by one, the horses all left. And finally, there was only Patches and Skeeter and Tom and Mr. Miller. They all looked at each other. I guess I'll go down and tell the judges we're scratching the horse. He said, why, is he itching or something? He says, no, that means you go down and tell the judges that we're not going to enter the race. He's scratched off the list. Well, why? Skeeter, because you have to have a rider when you enter a race. He says, a horse can't go it alone. No. He says, well, I'll go down and tell them. Tom was very disappointed. He started to walk down to the grandstand, to the judge's stand. One of the men looked up. He says, Tom, he says, where is that youngster of yours? He says, everybody's on the field except Patches and his rider, Jackie. He says, you better hurry. He says, you only have a few minutes. He says, well, that's what I've come to talk to you about. Well, what about it? Skeeter ran down. He said, Tom. He said, come here. Just a minute, Skeeter. He said, come here. I got to talk to you fast. And he began to pull on him. And he said, just a minute. And he pulled him. He said, you can't scratch the horse. I said, well, I have to. He said, Tom, look. He said, everything you told Jackie, I listened. He said, I can do everything Jackie did. Oh, Skeeter, nonsense. No. Please, he said, let me ride. I can win. I can. He said, it's dangerous out there, Skeeter. He said, you haven't had enough experience. Yes, but I listened to you, Tom. Really, I did. He said, I can tell you everything. He said, ride up front on the saddle, let the reins loose. And he said, when you go around the half, you should stay away from the rail. And he began to rattle all the things that Tom had told Jackie. He said, well, that's great that you remembered all that. He said, I can win, too. I can. Finally, the judges is, will Jackie Anderson and his horse Patches enter the field now? Mr. Whittaker was sitting up in the grandstands, smiling from ear to ear, because he knew Patches and Jackie would never appear. Nancy was practically sitting with tears in her eyes, with her mother in the grandstand. She says, "Oh, mother," she says, "I wonder what happened to Jackie." Skeeter was begging. He said, "Tom, please, please." He said, I'm begging you, please. Let me do it. Let me do it for Jackie." "Oh, I don't know." He said, "Please." He said, "I can do it. I can win." He said, "And I'll show that Dale and Mr. Whittaker." He said, "They think Jackie couldn't have won." He said, "Maybe they did something to him." He says, "All right, Skeeter. Okay, you're going to ride." He says, "I'll tell the judges." Tom rushed up and he whispered to the judge. He says, "Patches will be out on the field, but we have a change of riders. Skeeter Hoyt will be riding Patches." He says, "Come on, Skeeter." And they started up the hill as fast as possible. As they were going up the hill, they heard on the megaphone, "Ladies and gentlemen, we have a last minute change." Mr. Whittaker was smiling from ear to ear. He knew what the change was. They were going to scratch him. "We have a change of riders for Patches. Jackie Anderson will not ride, but Skeeter Hoyt will be riding Patches." Mr. Whittaker smiled. Smile turned into a frown and a face of deep disgust. "What's the meaning of this?" He looked down at Dale. Dale shrugged his shoulders as if he didn't know. Nancy says, "What did they say, Mother?" He says, "I think they said Skeeter Hoyt was riding Patches." She slumped down in her seat. "Oh, no." So Nancy slumped down and says, "Oh, no, Mother, not Skeeter. He doesn't know what he's doing. I can't imagine Tom letting him do such a thing." Mr. Miller was very excited. "I better go up and see what's going on." People were getting impatient. The man on the megaphone, "We are waiting for Patches and his rider, Skeeter Hoyt. You have only 1 minute." Mr. Miller rushed up. Skeeter was mounting the horse. He says, "Tom, are you out of your mind? You're not going to let that boy ride, are you?" He said, "Sure he is. I can do it." Mr. Miller grabbed Tom by the arm, pulled him to the side. He says, "Tom," he says, "that boy, he has no experience." He said, "He doesn't use good judgment." And, "Yeah, I guess you're right. I'll have to tell him that he can't ride. You're absolutely right. I don't know why I said he could do it. Skeeter, where'd he go?" "The horses are now lining up at the starting line." Tom looked down and there was Skeeter lining up with the rest of them. Tom started running. He said, "Skeeter, no, Skeeter. The horses are at the starting gate and ready to go." And all of a sudden, there was a burst of gunfire and the horses were off. Tom was running. Skeeter! Skeeter was already gone. When Skeeter finally looked up to see what was going on, everything happened so fast. He saw him riding right next to Dale. Skeeter knew that Dale wasn't the kind of a friend he'd exactly want. Dale looked at him, had his whip in his hand. He says, "Hey, kid, you keep out of my way." He says, "I'll run you right into that fence and grind you into sausage. Understand?" He says, "Keep out of my way." And he took his whip and slapped him across the back. "Ooh!" He said, "That's just a sample, kid. Keep out of my way." And slowly, lightning began to pass him up. "The horses are around the first quarter of the track and it's lightning out in first place." And then he read a number of other horses. "And in fourth place is Patches, ridden by Skeeter Hoyt." Nancy and the rest of them slumped down. "Oh," he said, "if he doesn't get killed, it'll be a miracle." And before Nancy knew it, she was jumping up and down. "Come on, Skeeter, come on." Mrs. Miller looked at her and shook her head. Finally, she was jumping up and down and at the half. "And there goes Patches catching up now in third place." And of course, Mrs. Miller started jumping. He says, come on, Skeeter." Nancy was jumping up and down and pounding on the hat of the guy in front of her. Finally, she had it pounded down as flat as a pancake. The man looked up. "Miss, Come on, Skeeter, come on, Skeeter. Miss, miss. Hmm? It's in my hat. Oh, my goodness. It's as flat as a pancake. Yes, and I don't enjoy eating pancakes this time of the day, if you don't mind. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Come on, Skeeter, come on, Skeeter. Skeeter was now catching up in second place, and coming into the three-fourths of the track is Lightning, still in first place, and coming up to second place is Skeeter Hoyt. And of course, Tom and all of them began to cheer, come on, Skeeter. Mr. Whitaker was getting quite worried for a while when Lightning was out in front. He was smiling, but the smile seemed to disappear. Skeeter was cutting in short to the rail. Tom saw it. He says, Skeeter, no, away from the rail, no. Finally, Dale looked back and he saw Skeeter coming up between him and the rail. This was his chance. And Patches was gaining on him. Finally, they were neck and neck. And now Lightning and Patches are neck and neck coming into the home stretch. And the people were just wild, screaming and yelling, and Nancy was still pounding on his hat. He said, Miss, I'm getting a headache. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Come on, Skeeter, come on, Skeeter. Skeeter was coming in fast and began to pass up, but Dale, being the experienced rider that he was, began to push in on him. He pulled his horse over to the side, and Skeeter looked over to the rail and saw those poles flying by. He knew that one little slip of his leg into one of those poles, it would rip him right off the saddle and probably even turn the horse over and maybe break his leg. Tom was still yelling, Skeeter, Skeeter, you're not remembering. He said, don't go between him and the rail. Skeeter felt the pressure of Lightning against his foot. Dale looked at him and sneered. Look, kid, I told you, I warned you, I'm going to turn you into sausage now. He says, I'm going to run you right in that rail and grind you to sausage. Skeeter remembered what Tom had told him. He pulled back. He said, whoa, whoa, and he pulled back. Dale pulled into the rail and almost ran into it himself. He looked back and looked fiercely at Skeeter. Skeeter just smiled. Sorry, Dale. Skeeter pulled out to the right on the outside of the track. Tom was watching. That a boy, Skeeter. Now take him. Now take him. Come on, Skeeter. And she was pounding on the man's hat. Miss, I've got a terrible headache. I'm terribly sorry. Mrs. Miller started yelling, come on, Skeeter. The man sitting right next to the other man, and she was pounding on his hat. And the two men looked at each other. She said, it's not safe around here with these two women. Nancy was screaming and jumping, and so was Tommy. He says, come on, Skeeter, take it wide now. Come on. Skeeter remembered what the exact words Tommy said. Coming into the stretch, let the reins loose, sit high up in the saddle, take your little whip, and talk to the horse. He said, all right, Patches, come on, Patches, here we go. Come on. And he began to tap Patches with the whip on the back end. He said, come on, come on, come on, come on. And now he was catching up with Lightning. This time Dale looked over and knew there wasn't a thing he could do. He moved over. He said, it won't do you any good, Dale. He said, this time it's going to be a fair and square race. But Dale kept coming closer. The horses are now coming into the stretch. And it's still Skeeter Hoyt on Patches and Dale on Lightning. And the people were now all standing up, and they were coming in to the wire, that is coming to the, what they call the wire, the winning wire, and they were still neck and neck, but Dale was getting closer and closer, and finally they were neck and neck. Skeeter slowly began to pull away. Dale knew he had to do something fast. He reached over and started to grab Skeeter by the leg to flip him off the horse. Skeeter saw it and took his whip. He said, oh, no, you don't. And he took his whip and socked him right across the knuckles. You'll pay for this. You'll pay for this. He said, not unless you catch me. The people were screaming and yelling. Tom was watching. He didn't know what was going on, but what was going on, he knew wasn't good, especially for Skeeter. Dale caught up with him again. And this time, he grabbed him by the ankle and heaved. and Skeeter went spilling off the horse to the ground. There was a gasp and then silence. And they all looked down on the field and they saw Skeeter on the ground. Tom jumped over the rail and rushed out. Several other people did too. He said, "Stay back, stay back." He said, "Is there a doctor?" He looked at Skeeter and he was unconscious. Tom knew that something happened. Skeeter wouldn't have fallen off the horse that way. "Ladies and gentlemen, there has been an accident. Please stay off the field." Says, "We have the ballots from the judges." Says, "Skeeter Hoyt, who would have been disqualified because no horse can win without a rider, was over the finish line before he had fallen off the horse, which makes Skeeter Horse the winner of the race." The people cheered, but Nancy didn't cheer. She said, "Mother, we've got to get out there. We've got to get out there." In second place, Lightning, ridden by Dale. In third place, and so forth and so on. By that time, there was a huge crowd. A doctor came forward. He said, "Let me through, let me through." He felt Skeeter's legs and arms. He said, "I don't think he has any broken bones. He's got a terrible concussion." He says, "How'd this happen?" "I don't know, doctor, but I have a strange feeling the boy didn't fall off the horse." He said, "I think he was thrown." "Well, you mean?" He says, "Well, I don't have proof, and I couldn't see because it was on the inside. I recommend that this boy isn't moved too far." He says, "Where does he live?" "Well, he's out on the ranch." He said, "He's got quite a ways to go." "Well, I wouldn't move him." He said, "That might be dangerous." "Why don't you take him to the hotel?" Mrs. Miller said, "That isn't the best place for a sick boy, is it, doctor?" He says, "No, but I don't want him moved." He says, "Out of town." And all of a sudden, from the crowd, there came a lady dressed in a black gown, an older lady. "Let me through, let me through." She said, "I saw everything that happened. It is just terrible." The doctor says, "You better take him to the hotel." Mrs. Miller says, "Well, if that's the best place we can find." "Well, my name is Mrs. Amish. I saw and I heard. I have a big house on the edge of town, lots of room." And she said, "I saw what was just terrible." She says, "Let me take him. Doctor, would it be all right if he came to my house where we could look after him like he should be looked after?" "Well, of course, Mrs. Amish. Tom, well, it would be quieter there." She says, "All right." They got a buckboard and loaded Skeeter on the buckboard. Mrs. Amish said, "I have my buggy over here and my brother is with me." She says, "Follow us." So they got in their buggy and headed out to the edge of town. It was a big, rambling, two-story house. They carried Skeeter into the house. She opened the door. She says, "At the head of the steps, the first door to your left." She said, "It's a spare bedroom. It'll be very nice for him." They took Skeeter in, laid him down on the bed. The doctor checked him over again and said, "There isn't much I can do until he regains consciousness." Tom said, "I'll stay here with him." "Oh, you don't need to do that, Sheriff." She says, "We'll take care of him." She says, "That's the least I could do for the young boy who..." She says, "I just can't control myself." "Now, now, Mrs. Amish, I know you feel badly and you're doing all that you can." She says, "We'll be back later in the day." When they left, she pushed the door shut. And there was a big smile on her face. "Jarvis?" "Yes, sister." "To see how simple it was if you just wait."
"Sam's sister."
"Says, well, I've got to hand it to you." "Says, they come to you. And that's the way it's done." "Says, what do you mean now? What are you going to do?" He says, "Well, when the doctor comes back, the boy had a relapse and he died. Just like that." "Well, sister, So that will be part of our revenge for that young squirt killing our brothers. Yes. So Skeeter was unknowing to Tom and himself at the time in the house of the remaining two shadows. Tom went back to the grounds to look for Jackie. He took Patches up to the stables. Lightning was already there, so was Mr. Whittaker. Tom looked at him and Mr. Whittaker didn't say anything. Finally, he looked over at Dale and he looked down and didn't even look at Tom. He walked over to Dale, says, "Dale, where's Jackie?" "Oh, I don't know," said, "how should I know?" He looked over at Mr. Whittaker, says, "I don't know anything about it, Sheriff, you know that." He said, why would I? He says, "Dale, get the horse ready, we're leaving." He says, "Yes." Tom watched him. They took their horse and left. If Tom would have been closer, he would have heard Mr. Whittaker telling Dale, says, "You're a fool, Dale, you're a fool." He says, "out there in the public in front of hundreds of people." He said, "they could have seen you throw that boy." He said, "no, they couldn't." He says, "it was on the inside, it was between horses." He says, "Tom knows, he must have seen it." He said, "if that boy dies," he says, "Dale, you're in trouble." "I'm in trouble, you told me to." "Oh, no, I didn't. When I get on the witness stand, I had nothing to do with it." He says, "Dale, if I were you," he says, "I'll pay you off. You lost the race for me." And he says, "if I were you, I'd get out of town, and I would get out of town fast." He said, "because as far as I'm concerned," he said, "I had nothing to do with it." "All right, if that's the way you want it," he said, "I'm not going to, if that kid dies," he said, "it's not my fault." He says, "you threw him off the horse." He said, "well, you told me to win the race." He said, "yeah, but I didn't tell you to kill anybody." He said, "all right, I'm going to leave town." He says, "here, I'll pay you off." And he says, "you better not come back here again." Dale took his money and ran out as fast as he could go, leaving town. Tom looked around. He decided it was time to give Patches some oats because after the race, he always fed him a little bit. So he picked up a can, went over to the oats bin, dipped it into the oats, and as he started to close the door, he thought he heard and he listened again, and it was strange mumbling or something, sort of groaning. He couldn't figure out where it was coming from, and he started to close the door again, and again he heard it. This time he looked up way over the oats bin and he didn't see a thing, because Jackie had been kicking and so forth, and he'd been covering himself up with oats. In fact, even his head couldn't be seen. He could hardly breathe. Tom looked again, and all of a sudden he looked over at the top of the pile of oats, and it looked as if somebody had been stepping in it, because there were indentions in the oats. He listened, and pretty soon he heard, "Jackie, where are you? Do you hear me?" He said, "but I don't know where you are." He started to close the door, started to walk away. "Jackie, where are you?" And finally, he realized that he was walking away from it. He opened the door. "Jackie." Tom jumped up in the oat bin. "Jackie!" And finally he began to dig, and finally he struck somebody's head. He brushed the oats away, and there was Jackie. He took the gag out of his mouth. I said, "Jackie, what happened?" He said, "Dale did this to me, Tom." He said, "I'm sorry I lost the race." He said, "he threw me in here and tied me up." He said, "it's all right, it's all right." He untied his feet and his hands. He says, "come on." He says, when I see Dale, and I will, he said, he's going to have a lot of explaining to do. Jackie brushed himself off when he jumped out of the oat bin. Tom, he says, I'm sorry about it. He said, I could have won the race. He said, I really could have. He said, and I'm sorry about it. He said, you probably thought I was frightened and ran off or something. He said, well, I thought about it. But you really didn't lose the race, Jackie.